This is episode number 2637 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Rich guy Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, rich
guy. He has scooped up a third property on Miami's elite Indian Creek Island.
Yeah.
For a staggering $90 million.
Wow. Oh my God.
And why does
That's
he
gotta be some sort of record?
Does he need a third property on the,
well,
on the island?
I mean, you know.
Maybe he's just trying to just buy the island.
Yeah, what's
Bezos?
The deal?
Come on.
Yeah, what's the big
We're
deal?
Just creeping around, just I'm buy the island.
Pretty sure everybody there would be pissed at him. The other people that live there and own property, you know.
Well, they might.
And Indian Island, there's got to be a lot of, you know, not just A-listers, but there's rich people, rich folk.
Well, this place that he picked up, this little property.
Little property?
$90 million.
Yeah.
Purchased the waterside mansion in the ritzy neighborhood nicknamed Billionaire Bunker.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He in an off-market that. Transaction.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but $90 million, that's a lot of money.
So the resort-style manor, it features a plush yard overlooking the twinkling ocean with several manicured gardens, a large driveway perfect for the billionaire's many luxury cars, and a beautiful swimming pool and guest house. Insiders say that Bezos intends to live in the home while completing the demolition of his two other island abodes.
Oh, that's the deal. That's the deal.
Demolition of
the other two.
The
other two.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm thinking he's taking the stuff down. He's just going to build one big thing.
Well, if they're next to one another, I don't know if they're next to one another. But that would be interesting because he would be like, what's his name? Clooney over in Italy buying the villas next to him, you know, and
yeah.
Blocking everybody out. Putting up a fence.
Well, why not? You know, just take all this stuff down, build one big thing a compound that you want.
I don't know that you can put a fence around these because they've got waterfront, you know, frontage.
They may adjoin.
They probably adjoin. Maybe they have landscaping between us, fencing or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. So more than 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. The property itself sold for just $2.5 million in 1998.
Well, that was 25 years ago. Things have gone up a bit.
Well, from 2.5 to 90.
90? Well, yeah. That was kind of big. Yeah, in 25 years.
I'm sure. I wonder if it's just one owner. I would love to pay it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So evidently, the area has become very desirable.
Sure.
Jeff's new neighbors, including Tom Brady.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Carl Icahn and Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump.
And among others. Among others.
Among others.
Yeah. There's a lot of rich people. I said rich people. If you got 90 mil, I mean, I'm sure not everybody paid 90 mil for their house over there.
Probably not.
But even if they paid 10 mil, you know, whatever.
Nah, 10 mil wouldn't get
20
you very
mil,
much.
50
yeah.
mil. I mean, they're still rich people.
They're still rich people.
What do they do?
Yeah.
What do they do? That's what I want to know.
I'm
you know
not going to start.
Every Miami Vice episode that went to these beautiful islands, these places were owned by drug dealers. You know,
and
they have shoot 'em ups.
There just may be some
of
that there.
Right there in the swimming pool, killing people out back. Say hello to my little friend.
I wonder if this is, you know, because remember Vanilla Ice would do.
Oh, yeah, he does those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those big renovations.
Yeah.
Maybe some of those are.
Maybe he is too. Who knows? Maybe he'll do Bezos' thing.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll see that.
He does good work.
He does do
Bezos,
good work.
Bezos, give him a call.
Yeah, give him a call. Call our good friend Rob.
J-Lo.
Oh,
my goodness. Jennifer Lopez is now touting her tour as the greatest hit show after canceling seven dates, and struggling to sell tickets.
Really?
The name of the track has changed from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live. The greatest hits.
Oh, okay. All right.
Uh-huh,
I get it. First off, she hasn't been now for a long time. She just did an album. Okay. Do you really want to go see her? for one album and pay $400.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, $1,500 a ticket. No. Her Vegas show was a big doings, you know?
Well, the latest rebrand suggests a according to Variety.
Yeah.
A pivot. Just laughing, my just gets me every
She's
time.
She's got a pivot. Shut up.
It's right. Shut up.
Yeah, that's what Chandler said. Yes.
Pivot. So it's pivoting from a tour focusing on the new album's songs to one spanning her discography.
Yeah.
A move that may entice listeners who didn't connect with her latest material.
Yeah, because, you know, they come to see and come to hear Jenny from the Block, among other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not coming to, you don't go see someone for their newness.
I know.
You go see
not
someone for your
Jennifer
familiarness.
Lopez. She's no Taylor Swift. Oh, no. Did I say that out loud? I can't believe I said that out loud.
NFL has a thing called performance-based pay.
Yeah.
It's designed to give extra compensation to players who have low salaries, but overperformed and got a lot of playing time.
Okay.
So now, Aaron Rodgers is in the opposite situation. He has a high salary, $75 million over 2 years.
Wow.
But because of his injury, he barely played
at
all.
That's true.
In fact, he only took 0.33% of the Jets' snaps in 2023.
That was three snaps.
Therefore,
yes,
his performance-based pay for the season was $81.14. The lowest in the NFL.
Oh, my God. Not like he needs
I can't
money.
See anything being lower, that's for sure.
Does that mean he still gets his, like, half of a $75 million? I think he does.
Oh, yeah.
This is just his performance-based pay.
This is just performance. Yeah. Now, Brock Purdy got a performance bonus of more than $700,000.
Yeah.
But is still the lowest-paid quarterback at $870,000.
Well, yeah, it's because he got drafted at 266, and he's Mr. Irrelevant. But yet, he took us to the Super Bowl.
And so he almost doubled his salary for almost winning the Super Bowl.
But that's still the lowest-paid quarterback.
Yeah. And I know that there's something
he's on his rookie contract. It's usually 3-year contract. The performance bonuses this year will be bigger, I'm sure. But next year, he'll get millions and millions of dollars when they re-up him. And they're kind of making room now.
Right.
Which kind of sucks because we're losing a lot of big players. But see how it goes.
I can't talk about it yet.
I know. Quarterbacks are what?
I'm getting stressed about it.
I know, but quarterbacks are what determine.
I know, but Ayuk.
I know. It's okay. We all feel the pain. You know who knows who's
Ayuk.
Feeling the pain too? I'm sure that that Halle Berry is a San Francisco 49ers fan. I'm almost positive she is. Maybe not.
You're stretching now.
Yeah, give me a day off and see what happens. Hey, more Who Cares tomorrow. You have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.